those of us who believe we are charged by the Lord to be watchers on the wall look at the acceleration of stage setting for prophetic fulfillment as a wondrous thing to behold. There can be no missing the reality that we are fast approaching the denouement of the Age of Grace. No recent development has been more significant than the movement toward establishing a new world order. A specific element that is most troubling within that movement is termed the Great Reset. This term, defined within the title of a book by the same name, means the globalization of the entire world. Those who intend to establish a world under a single governmental rulership must, in their view, not be thwarted. The very existence of the planet depends upon their being able to achieve their goals, goals encapsulated within what they call Agenda 21 and now Agenda 30. This agenda means they must accomplish all their shaping of this global order no later than the year 2030. These would-be globalist masters don't see the things developing as we do by looking at them through the prism of Bible prophecy. While we see things advancing toward Antichrist's regime at an amazing and frightening pace, the globalists, such as author of the book, The Great Reset, see things as being slowed and inhibited by forces they must eliminate. That is, they must eliminate those like us, for example. And by us, I mean both we who are Christians pointing out their evil, and this nation, the United States of America, whose people have been steeped in basic liberty and God-given rights from a Judeo-Christian foundation for almost three centuries. America is the single most powerful hold up to Agenda 30 and the Great Reset. This nation, the most materially blessed in history, will not go gentle into that good night, as Dylan Thomas would have it. We won't easily be made to ride bicycles, stay within 15-minute cities, and eat bugs instead of the foods we love, like the Great Resetters and their agenda insist we should do. There will be major pushback for as long as the nation exists as it is presently comprised. Of course, the American, liberty-loving, enjoying constituency is under constant attack by the powers and principalities of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, both demonic and human. And that Luciferian cabal is determined to take down America and eliminate all opposition to their agenda. These minions call the opposition they face, the retreat from globalization. The following excerpt gives more detail of Klaus Schwab and his cohort's determination to change things so their Neo Tower of Babel can be built, free of opposition. Klaus Schwab and Thierry Malaret's book COVID-19, The Great Reset, identified the global governance free fall as an existential challenge, and if we do not collaborate, we are doomed. Nation-states make global governance possible, one leads the other, the book states. The more nationalism and isolationism pervade the global polity, the greater the chance that global governance loses its relevance and becomes ineffective. Sadly, we are now at this critical juncture. Put bluntly, we live in a world in which nobody is really in charge. Managing director of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, suggested, concentrating on the areas where, without working together, we are doomed. The examples she gave as, we are doomed, without globalization were, climate change, the green transition, and debt. The authors don't explain why there is a need for an individual reset, they simply assumed it was a consequence of the COVID pandemic. However, as they did throughout the book, they used collectivism as a tool of social control. If, as human beings, we do not collaborate to confront our existential challenges, the environment and the global governance freefall, among others, we are doomed, they claimed. The rise of nationalism makes the retreat of globalization inevitable in most of the world, an impulse particularly notable in the West. The vote for Brexit and the election of President Trump on a protectionist platform are two momentous markers of the Western backlash against globalization, the two authors wrote. Klaus Schwab wants to stop the retreat of globalization and global governance with a new form of globalization and global governance, Rhoda Wilson, expose-news.com, December 19, 2023. As the writer of the article further writes, as we have said before, the term, the common good, and its ugly sister, the greater good, represent collectivism, which is found in socialist, communist, and fascist movements. These movements use the common good as a tool for social control. This is exactly what we see happening within the American political process today. The incessant drive to bring about a Marxist collective system is at the heart of the attempted Great Reset being foisted by the human minions, assisted by the demonic of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, in my studied opinion. I heard a senator speaking before the Senate chamber the other day. I like what he said, although I'm almost certain he didn't realize the true import of his statement. He said something like, instead of the un-American Great Reset, we need the Great Resist. We must resist this attempted Marxist-type tyranny. The Great Resist is precisely what is given within God's word as opposition to Satan and his minions' attempts to bring to power the man of sin, Antichrist, and his regime of horrors. And now ye know what restrains, that Antichrist might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only the Holy Spirit, who now restrains, will restrain, until the Holy Spirit be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, 2 Thessalonians chapters 6-8. We who know the Lord Jesus for salvation are part of the Great Resist. Pastors, listen up, don't resist the Great Resist. To resist the Great Resist, you are aiding and assisting those who want to bring about the Great Reset. Preach Bible prophecy, and from the pre-trib view, Jesus is about to intervene in the wicked affairs of humankind. The rapture, according to all the signs and signals of the coming tribulation raging in every direction, is about to disrupt life on planet Earth. For those who haven't done so, here is how to be prepared. Thus be assured that you will go to Jesus Christ when he calls all believers to himself in that stupendous moment of rescue from this judgment-bound earth. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, Romans chapter 10 verses 9-10. Source: Prophecy Line.